Off Cabin gets it to the first down marker. Looks like he has it by about a half a foot. First down, Cassidy. Move those chains at the 30-yard line.
I'll tell you what, Cassidy dodged a bullet on that one, just like Randy's Hunter Center. When you go in and look for a good gun.
Look for number seven out there, Cappin.
That's right.
I like your style. Right now, first and 10 for Cass City. And the officials waving their arms out there, trying to figure out. Looks like almost like an official's timeout.
Well, he's talking to number three, I think, because they're quarterback for the Hawks, and he's got a cramp, and he doesn't want to go out.
And no, it looks like a shoe is untied, in fact. So, looks like there's an unofficial timeout on the field with 3:40 remained in this one. Cassidy trying to score once more before the end of regulation here. Down 13-20 to USA. They're on their own 30-yard line, 70 yards to the end zone to keep this one alive for Cassidy. Two men each way, one man in the backfield, hands it off to Cappin. He has room to run. He has the first down and then five more yards. And he's brought down to the 45-yard line. Cappin, a 15-yard gain there for Cassidy.
Well, the Patriots ran a blitz that time, and they ran themselves right out of the play as Cappin came right up the middle before he was brought down by number 80 for the Patriots, and that being John Bauer.
So, Nickel and the Cassidy Redhawks still trying to keep this one alive. No one leaving their seat yet. A great crowd tonight as the Cassidy Redhawks trying to sneak this one out, but USA hanging on for dear life thus far, and it's working. USA up 20-13 with 3 minutes now left to go. Nickel in the shotgun, back to pass, hands it off throws it to Cappin. Once again, he has the first down, breaks two tackles, and he's dropped down into USA territory at the 42-yard line. First down, Cassidy, once again. Move those chains.
Number 16, McKay Jones, made the hit for the Patriots as we're getting down to the three-minute mark. And we're in Patriot territory.
So 42 yards for Cassidy to gain before scoring a touchdown. 2:57 remains in the fourth quarter. USA leading 20-13, but Cassidy with a sudden burst of momentum moving down the field. And look, there's the legs all over. That's going to be a false start.
We'd had half the Hawks moving and the half of the Patriots moving, and I'm not sure who they're going to call on.
So 2:49 remain in the fourth quarter. Cassidy down by 7, 13-20.
Looks like it's going to be on the offense.
So, and that is a false start on Cassidy. That's going to push them back 5 yards. So it's going to be first and 15 for Cassidy and Nickel and the Red Hawks. So the clock stops at 2:49.
The referee winds it up again.
48-yard line, Cassidy starting from with the first and 15, and we have a timeout on the field. Let's see what's the issue now.
Well, they did. They gave them 1 to 1 yard.
They're a yard off there. So it's now officially first and 15 now for the Red Hawks. And now it's at 2:43 on the clock. Are they going to fix that? It doesn't look that way. And Nickel back to pass, has time. Pocket holds and he launches it way down the field. Incomplete for and then for number 85,
Beachy came over and knocked it away for the Patriots. The ball hung up in the air just as the quarterback released it. He got hit. So
that was about a 45 to 50-yard bomb there from Nickel. Intend for number 85, Morgan Erla, but incomplete. Brings up second and 15. Cassidy still on USA's 47-yard line with 2.5 minutes left. Cassidy needs to score here and get the extra point to stay in this one. So Nickel fumble on the play, and USA has it. Nickel tried to pan it off to his fullback, number 7, Cappin. Neither had it, and Cassidy, hands on the hips. I don't think they even realized what happened there. And USA takes over at the 49-yard line.
Well, the same type of fumble happened in the same way in the first half, as they were trying to hit that halfback after the snap to the quarterback coming underneath, and he was in such a big hurry to get it in his hands and hand it off that he fumbled the ball, and the Patriots took over.
So Patriots take over at their own 49-yard line after a fumble there on the handoff. 2.5 minutes left. USA leading 20-13 in Cassidy over Cassidy. So USA coming out in the wing tee as they have basically the entire game, BG under center. at their own 49-yard line. Beachy hands it off to number 25, Tim Zub. He moves forward for about 8 yards when he's brought down at the 44-yard line.
Brandon Recker made the hit for the Patriots, but it's just like the Hawks now need to dial up something, maybe call some cellular and get a little help like we did.
That's right. You're never out of touch with a cellular phone from Thumb Cellular or Bad Axe Carol Pigeon and Sandusky. You can call them today at 1-800-443-5057. Second and 3.5 for USA at the Cass City 44-yard line. Minute 56 remains in this one. USA leading 20-13, and it's a handoff to number 16, McKay Jones. Loss of a yard there.
Number 85, Morgan Erla, made the hit. So right now they need a strip here and a timeout and make them punt it to them.
And Cass City still has a chance in this one. A minute 35 remaining in this one. It's going to be about a minute 20, minute 15 by the time this play is off. And that's plenty of time to score. It only takes one play.
So it takes one play, but you got to have the ball first.
Well, that's a very critical portion of this game, yes. Third and 4 now for USA at the 45-yard line of Cass City. Handoff to number 25, Tim Zubin, brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Number 7, Kappen gets right through, and Cassidy calling a timeout.
Kappen came through on a blitz from the end and ran right into the ball carrier.
So we're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to Cruise 102. Cassidy looks like they're going to get this one back with a minute 15 left. USA leading 20-13 in Cassidy.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
And we're back here in Cass City as Cass City holds USA to a 3 and maybe out. It's fourth down for USA. They're going to talk this one over on either side. Trying to figure this one out, Cassidy just called a timeout to stop that clock with a minute 15 seconds left in this one. Cassidy lagging behind by 7 points right now. USA 20, Cassidy 13.
They're going to go for it, and I bet you they're going to go over on this left side here behind Ballard.
Let's see if Ron is right here. Beachy under center of the wing tee, 4th and 4 for USA. This one will answer it right here.
Well, they're trying to get him on a count.
And nothing. Neither side moving, and a timeout. Timeout for
USA.
We'll be back right after this. You're tuned to Cruise 102, USA 20, Cassidy 13, a minute 15 left.
Are you having vehicle troubles and want the repairs completed by someone you can trust? Muffler Man Auto Repair of Bad Axe is your full-service auto repair of the Thumb. Their goal is to provide top-quality, affordable vehicle repair to the customers with no hustle or hassle, no gimmicks or tricks, just fast, honest service. Muffler Man Auto Repair of Bad Axe is the perfect choice for customers who want to be sure they are given fair prices and superior service. From brakes, shocks to muffler service, Muffler Man Auto Repair in Downtown Bad Axe does it all. To schedule your next vehicle repair, call Muffler Man Auto Repair of Bad Axe at 269-9741.
And we're back here in Cass City. It's 4th and 4 still for USA. They're trying, and they hand it off to number 28, Harper, and he gets the first down.
Who did they go behind? The big fella, Ballard. Yes. Who carried it? They're running back, Harper.
And who called it? Ron Lehrman.
You bet. Go to the bank where you know where you're going to get the money, like Signature Bank, North Star Bank, and National Thumb Bank.
Thumb National Bank with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and 2 locations in Bay City. It's no wonder a Thumb National Bank and Trust Company relationships are built on trust. Or North Star Bank with a traditional service and today's convenience. Make it North Star Bank with locations in Bad Axe, Pigeon, Carroll, and Akron. So, folks, as this one is wrapping up, if you have any scores there on your way home, call it in to our station. They will keep us updated. That's 269-1021 or 269-9931 if that line is busy. And we would love to hear your score as BG hands it off, gets about 5 more yards, number 25.
Cass City calls another timeout, I believe. They have one more after this, I think.
And we have an update in score here at the end of the third. It's Reese 28, Vassar nothing.
Ooh.
So, very interesting.